principal fallout, I think, eventually to come to this will come even from Republican women. The president's wife has also said that she is opposed to overturning Roe versus Wade. Now, of course, you know, when you get among Republicans, particularly the conservatives, what women have to say means very little. Sometimes you may say the same thing is true in other areas of political life, including progressives. So it's not going to carry a lot of weight that Laura Bush, the wife of the president, already on record, quoted last week as saying that she is opposed to the overturning of Roe versus Wade. We will see.
I don't see how some of them can afford it, really.
Well, you know, one of the things we're planning, Mark and I say, because it's still at the planning stage, we want to start to bring in people to broadcast with us on a regular basis who can address these issues.
Mm-hmm.
A pediatrician, a doctor whose specialty is pediatrics, people to talk about women's health in the sense of, what about the people you're talking about? Seniors, but also young women with children who need to know what they should have in the house to protect their own health and the health of their children.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of feeling that every time they come down with something, or every time their health seems to be in disarray, they have to rush off to a clinic, which often means going some distance and perhaps in this kind of fluctuating weather, temperature-wise, is not the best idea in the whole world. But we want to start to send to people information in regard to these things. A lot of times, you know, for example, I got two recipes, you know, essentially saying the next time, you know, the cold or the flu comes down, or here's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And these turned out to be things, really household remedies,
right.
Stuff that right there in the house that you can use. But we will be making an attempt to offer professional advice in this regard. As we move along. Now, 6:32. What's that big flame we're looking at there? Something else is happening. Some new disaster about to be followed. I told you about Colin Powell. Sad to note that the Mets... move to speak about as we continue. As I mentioned, we do have a company coming at 8:15. I had also hoped to have a conversation with Joanne Bob, who is the chair of the local advisory board, because some activities are at least planned that I think of significance to the listeners, and we will hope to have a conversation with Joanne Bob perhaps between 7 and 8 o'clock this morning. Now, once again, I just want to mention the FCC chair, Michael Powell, obviously, because of what's going on here at WBAI, the FCC appointment becomes particularly significant. It's obvious that the commission will move aggressively to a conservative agenda. That, of course, will affect everybody in broadcasting, but perhaps most particularly those of us who consider that our broadcasting is in some ways off the charts, on the left end of the scale. But Michael Powell, who has been a commissioner for some years and apparently a very powerful voice on the FCC, even though he was, dare we say it, a minority member, meaning actually that he was part of a split on the board that had more Democrats than Republicans. That kind of minority, you see. And tomorrow, I suppose, we want to do something about the quintessential New York example of an iconography that these days is rarely mentioned. So this is for those of you who are New Yorkers, I'm afraid. You know, we don't want to seem like we're being folks who indulge in exclusivity, but tomorrow, when we have this particular discussion, those of you who are from Cleveland or from Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania, some of you may be from Boise, Idaho, for all we know, or from Walla Walla, Washington. This discussion will probably have very little resonance for you. But for those of you who are New Yorkers, for those special types, and we will include among the special types those of you who are from the four boroughs of New York, that being the Boogie Down. As you know, the Bronx got its name because a family named Bronk owned much of the land. And people would come by and say, whose land is that? Folks say, well, it belongs to the Bronk family. Oh, so the land belongs to the Bronx. Yeah, okay. Then we come to mighty Manhattan as we move south to the magnificent... All right, it's 6:45 in the New York morning here at WBAI. And we're going to take some phone calls from you for the next few minutes anyways. 209-2900 is the number. And, of course, that's area code 2. Are we still in... you know, the area codes keep changing, man. We're still 212, I guess,
I think,
right?
So. It's 347 and 646 now.
Yeah, but you also have Brooklyn and the Bronx with 718, which makes no sense to me.
Yes, and then they have it split up. If you get a new number, you get a new area code now, so it's not the same. So
also, Suffolk County has changed from what was previously 516 to 631.
Even upstate, going like West Upper Westchester, they changed also. Mm-hmm. I think it's 845 or one of those.
Okay. All right, we'll speak to you on the phones. Again, once again, the matters at hand, I'm sure, are still peaking in the interest frame of folks out there. WBAI, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. I just want to... I'm so perturbed. I don't understand these Californians. Why can't they go into solar energy? They've got a perfect location, and they've got the perfect need.
Yes, well, who would own solar energy? What company would have the patent?
The state.
Yeah, the state would own it, but this is precisely the point. The company, you know, I'm sure you're familiar because you raised the question. You know the deal that went down with these... BAI, you're on the air. Good morning. Hello. Goodbye. BAI. Oh, and having folks having fun with the phones, I guess, this morning, right?
Clayton.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Clayton. You're still doing a great job.
Thank you.
Okay. Quick take. Today's New York Times op-ed piece by Tom Friedman. Surprisingly for him, he wrote a pretty intelligent piece, but it's a sad commentary on our society that this undemocratically selected nitwit.
All right, at 6:52, we continue. WBAI, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It was very interesting for me that you read the piece on the Irish liberation fighter and had so much sympathy for him. At the same time, we have all these prisoners in New York State, Rockefeller State.
Well, so what's the point?
And the morning program actually had a very main component on that.
Yeah.
But we've seemed to be missing it for the past.
Well, that is because, if you're talking about Fielding Dawson, that is because Fielding has chosen to take a leave of absence. We're hoping he returns.
No, I'm talking about the project to overturn the...
What are you talking about?
All right. Well, in New York State, as you well know,
yes,
and many of the listeners of the morning program know,
mm-hmm.
we have a repressive law.
Yes. The Rockefeller drug law, is that what you're talking about? Okay.
And we've had a main component in the morning program.
You know, who was doing that main component?
Number of activists.
Well, who were they?
Grandpa Al Lewis.
Okay, well, Grandpa Al Lewis does not do the morning show.
I didn't say he did the morning
show. Well, you mentioned
him.
You mentioned him. You said you mentioned. You mentioned. Listener, listen to me. You mentioned the morning show and activists who were doing this on the morning show. I want you to tell us who those people are.
Okay, for the third time, I said the morning program.
Yes.
Had a main component, which was devoted to overturning of this law.
Who was doing that?
Was a number of activists.
Well, tell me who the number of activists are. I'm just asking you for the names. Because if we know the names, we'll get them back to make you happy. You tell us who they are. We will reach out to them, ask them to return, and continue their activism.
Hey, I don't appreciate your condescending
call. Say goodbye. You want to say goodbye? Good. Okay, he doesn't want to say goodbye. BAI, you're on the air. Good morning.
Yes, I found it interesting yesterday that Robert Knight was reporting on the pardons,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that Leonard Peltier was not granted a pardon, but Susan Rosenberg was.
Yes.
I wrote in my Christmas letter that if Clinton had any decent bones in his body, he would pardon both of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are pretty familiar with Leonard Peltier's case. I don't know if they know that Susan Rosenberg was given 58 years for being found with explosives and munitions.
Calling.
Bye.
WBAI, you're on the air. Good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning. Can we talk about WBAI?
Well, of course we can talk about WBAI.
Okay.
If you'd like to talk about BAI.
All right. The previous caller said that you talk about the situation in Yugoslavia, but
wasn't the previous caller. You talked about a guy who called a few moments ago.
Okay, let me talk, please. What I'm saying is that if we continue like that, this program is not going to be able to have any listeners.
Why is that?
You should be a little bit more democratic with the listeners.
How so?
Listeners are actually concerned about this program. The previously it was run by Bernard White.
All right.
And it has changed completely. I
are you against change?
Hold on.
Wait a minute. Don't tell me to hold on.
No.
Wait, hold it. Wait a minute. Let's be clear about something. You want to have a conversation to me, don't suggest that you are going to dictate the terms of this conversation. Now, I'm saying to you, I'm asking a question. You're saying that things
talking,
you said, will you listen?
Who you are talking to?
Who am I talking to? Who am I talking to?
The listeners of this radio are not the kind that you can talk to them like that.
Well, who are you?
Who are you? I am a physician, and
yes.
I have been in the movement for 50 years, and I am a listener of this radio.
I have been in the movement for 50 years, my friend. How old are you?
You are not. You have not been.
How do you know? Do you know me?
Do
talking, you know me?
Why people call you names? Because
they call me Hitler for that reason?
No, you. Okay, let me say something. Okay, you suggested several days ago that it is better to have more music and better to have more sports on this radio.
I never suggested any such thing.
Yes, you did.
I didn't. Play the tape for me.
You did?
Play the tape for me.
Now, you want me to play the tape for you now?
Yes.
Do you have any honesty in saying this?
I have the tape. That's not what I said.
You said that in Houston it has been turned into a music radio and they have more listeners.
No,
and
no.
It's better
no,
to
no,
have more
no,
jazz.
No.
Let
no.
me tell you.
They
now,
don't have jazz in Houston.
This is exactly what Ken Ford wants.
Hey, they do not play jazz. They don't play jazz in Houston.
Let me talk.
Listen, I'm not going to let you talk,
okay.
And I'm saying to you, if
then
you don't want to have a conversation, we'll say
who
goodbye.
Wants to say anything which disagrees with you, you don't let
them
talk.
I let people talk who disagree with me.
Matters which is not the concern of the listeners, you let them talk.
Okay, friend, let me say this to you. You have 2 minutes from now to say whatever you'd like.
All right. I have 2 minutes. Now, let me tell you that what Ken Ford wants, he says that this radio is irrelevant. If we make more music, more jazz, more sports, would be relevant and it will be a radio of 21st century. There has been two very important studies, one by FBI and the other one, I think, by Jack Welch or one of the other corporations, GE, that if you really want to keep the workers in this country busy and pacify them, there are two ways to pacify them. One is music. The other is sports, so that you keep them in darkness and you keep them pacified and let them have some music, some sports, and some Budweiser, and let them go to sleep. And this is what they want. If you want to turn the radio into a music and jazz and sports, first of all, you are not going to have any help from the listeners, and this is not going to be the listeners' radio. And naturally, in that case, they are going to take it over. The corporations and the national, whatever it is, they are coming into the picture, and they are going to take it over. And I want to tell you this, Clayton. I have been listening to you and you three sleet. If this radio goes, your name is going to be in the history as the destroyers of this radio. Listeners, I have been in the demonstrations, and I know how you described that first Wednesday night gathering as
okay. That's 2 minutes of a diatribe. It's always amazing to me that people will deny the race-based issue here. All the villains, as our previous physician friend described them, are black people here at the station. The folks most vilified, Eutrice Lead, a black woman in power, Joanne Bob, who is the chair of the local advisory board, black woman with authority, under siege, Mary Frances Berry, Bessie Wash, and folks will deny this. They say, well, this has nothing to do with that. You all are playing the race card. This is the cover that has been used for many, many years by racists in the South, by segregationists in the closet. The conflict here is a conflict over who will have the power to run this radio station. And our friend the doctor has his ideas about who should be running the station. Others of us have different ideas. Okay, but that is the real conflict of who's going to be in charge, who's going to make decisions. And I think there are a faction of people here who say, we don't want it black women making decisions anymore. We want people who are soft and malleable and who will go along with the program as it is dictated by a small group of dissident whites whose intention is to recreate the power structure of this station. And to eliminate ever the possibility again that black voices here, and particularly black female voices, will be part of the decision-making process. We will move on to our next call. WBAI, you're on the air. Good morning.
Yeah, I think you're a sick
man. Oh, say goodbye. Say goodbye, man. Hey, you know, I'm sick. Most of your family is sick, too, unfortunately. Good morning. You're on the air. Hello.
This is Gary in Staten Island.
Yes. Where?
Staten Island.
Where is that right now?
I'm not trying to. You're right about Staten Island.
Okay.
I'm not arguing with you at all. In fact, to reinforce your point, yet again, an extraordinary right-wing attack. We fully understand your antipathy towards this place. For many reasons, including the following, which the BAI community definitely wants to know about. The St. Patrick's Day Parade, March 4th in Staten Island, is being attacked by the head of the Catholic Church in Staten Island and by the Republican leaders of Staten Island. And one is tempted to ask, How could they possibly attack a St. Patrick's Day parade with 80,000 people? Answer, because the Ancient Order of Hibernians made the marshal of the parade a Democrat who is pro-abortion. And thus, we are treated...